Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary, based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Yes, guys. Thank you for listening to the Bridge to October podcast, where we talk all about the Pittsburgh Pirates. And that, my name is Josh. Today is May 29th. Now that is what I'm talking about. Another series win for the Pirates, and did so convincingly last night, or yesterday afternoon, I should say. I warned you it could be like that. I didn't expect 10 runs. But we knew we could take this series. We knew it. I don't know where to start because the offense scored 10 runs in this game. And we saw a lot from a lot of different guys. And I don't know where we could begin to be talking about that or to talking about Paul Skeens and obviously what he does every time he goes out there, but even, you know, situations like yesterday's game where just dominant stuff. I mean, you could sit here and be nitpicky and complain about, I don't want to say that. I mean, let's say you could be nitpicky about the decision. I don't want to say complain because that, you know, negative connotation there, but you could be nitpicky about the decision to take him out there with two outs in the seventh inning. You could assume that he can get through that inning. For whatever reason, they made the call. I thought that it was, I mean, he's at 96 pitches. He certainly could have gotten up to 100. You're also winning at that time. I believe, was it 8-0 already? Yeah, because they just got the two runs after that. So 8-0. It's a big lead. To get him to that point probably is important. But after that, I could see doing that. I could see, I don't know if stuff like this happens. You know, I believe in the personal things and the way that a manager will give his player. But this is an away game. I don't think you're pulling him out to get the ovation on the road. Although the fans in Arizona did appreciate what they saw. 25,000. You have to admit, you have to think, you have to believe that maybe some of that was the fact that Skeens was throwing. I don't know. But my eyes have been so dry today, and looking up at these lights is making it worse. So if you're on video and you're watching me rub my eyes, I apologize. But these lights are getting me tonight. Now my eyes are going to look all red. Anyway, fantastic game. Through and through. O'Neill hits another home run. That's the only home run you hit. And you know, you score 10 runs and you have one home run. It's pretty crazy. There were some IKF hit a couple doubles in this. Reynolds had a triple that was smoked. Probably could have been a double, but Corbin Carroll tried to cut it off and was not able to get there, making him then have to turn and run towards it and gets Brian Reynolds a triple out of it. But Paul Skeens was fantastic. He ends up with 4 hits. I'm jumping around a little bit. That's all right. 4 hits, no runs, no walks, 7 strikeouts. ERA down to 2.15. 35 starts in his career so far. The stats are flying around everywhere, right? Babe Ruth is right behind him in their first 35 starts. Like it's some guy, I don't remember his name, from like 1912 or before. And then Paul Skeens, and then Babe Ruth. And I think Skeens is at like a 202 in that. Something crazy. 205 maybe. I mean, it's ridiculous the kind of numbers that and stats that you can pull up about this dude. He's special. He's absolutely special. And I don't know. I guess it's one of those we're lucky to get to watch him. Maybe. He's 4-5 now if you care about wins and losses. Personally, I don't. I care about what he's done. And it's just unbelievable. His whip in the regular season is 0.92. And that is just on par. 0.94. It's a 2.03 ERA, by the way. 35 starts. He's 15-8, if you care. 2.03 ERA. 208 and a third innings. 247 strikeouts. A lot of that was last year, the strikeout piece. He's 71 and a third or 75 and a third this year with 77 strikeouts, so he's still above the curve there. But the whip, 0.94 in his first 35 starts of his career, that's not fair. It's just not. It's incredible. Last 7 games he's pitched, 1.64 ERA, 44 innings, 47 strikeouts. The numbers, you could continue to go on all day and start putting them into StatHead and start looking up comparisons of certain numbers in whether it's whatever age he is or however many starts he's had to start his career, or looking at what he's done on the road so far is mind-boggling. It's incredible. So much fun to watch. So glad that this offense could get him some help. Henry Davis showing up, gets an opportunity when Bart is, which by the way has been added to the 7-day concussion list, which we kind of assumed was going to happen. Hope he's going to be okay. Hope everything goes well with Joey Bart. But Joey Bart was also struggling, and because of the injury, Henry Davis is going to get a lot of playing time. Andy Rodriguez is with the team now, but I can only imagine Henry Davis is going to be the guy. Lion's share of the catching at this point. He's been great behind the plate. The bat, we've still been waiting for, and he shows up in these last 2 games and makes an impact with the bat as well. Another hit in this game with an RBI. Hit a couple balls hard after that. really been impressive at the plate for a couple of days. And once again, it's a couple of days. But opportunity can create bloom sometimes. And he has a chance right now to take advantage of an opportunity. And right now, I mean, at least an opportunity to get on a hot streak, even if it's not, oh, he's all the way here, right? But we know that baseball is a sport where when you're going good, you try to extend that as long as you can, because you know that there's also going to be a streak of time when you're going bad. Maybe not as bad as what we've seen from Brian Reynolds so far this year, but he gets another hit and he hits a few more hard hit balls in this game. We could go into metrics there, but I just don't, when you've had a season the way that he's had and the way that some of these guys have had, I have a hard time with the unlucky stuff. Yes, he's been unlucky. He's been hitting the ball better and he's been unlucky, but it's been too much of it. Eventually, you have to start finding the holes. You have to start finding a way to get on base, and he's starting to do that. So I think that there's still something there, but we just don't want to go quite there to say he's been unlucky. He had, like I said, it'll start showing up. When it does, then we just move from there. IKF, three more hits tonight. And just like that, we talked about him being up to 295 and dropping right back down. This shows that, like, yes, we're past Memorial Day, but a couple days, a three-hit game, and you're right back to 297. You can still impact those batting averages pretty well around Memorial Day. So it is, you know, we're beyond that when you can make huge swings. We're beyond early season, and we're now in there. But you can still make an impact like that. I mean, Triolo gets two hits, and he's sitting at 152. So he's really making that average go up. Triolo is a whole other situation. He's going to be a backup. That's all I can say. There's a possibility you could try to get him to do some damage. I mean, he's a big dude. You could do some damage. The swing's just so bad that I just have a hard time buying in. I said Henry Davis had one hit today. He had two hits today. That's my bad. He did have two hits. I was looking at Hayes's line right under him. Two hits, though, but he had the single to get the scoring going, and then had another hit later. But, man, I don't know. I don't know if this is a full breakout yet. I tend to doubt it. I just, the depth in the lineup is... Here's what I'm saying. Like, breakout is one thing, right? Hot streak is another. I do see this could be a hot streak. If you could get Davis going hot here for a while, whether it sticks or not, doesn't matter. You will get hot for a while. Canario has been hot. He will probably continue that, but how much longer? I don't know. Is this guy actually breaking out? We'll find out later. Same thing with Brian Reynolds. He's in warmer weather. I joke about this. June is warm. Every baseball player, it plays better when it's warm than when it's cold. Maybe there's some exceptions. I mean, there are exceptions, right? But typically everyone's going to heat up when it gets warm. So maybe this is just a breath of fresh air. He's moving. He's in Arizona. He's going to go to San Diego. We might see it continue. When he comes back to Pittsburgh, if it maybe starts to fall, it won't though. It'll be June. It'll be June at that point. At some point, he's going to have some time off waiting for kid number three. What's it look like at that point when Reynolds is out of the lineup and you're trying to make up for that production if he's still producing? Take a drink. So there's still a lot of questions around this offense. It's not really deep, but right now they're going good and it's a lot of fun. And I have no problem, zero problem, just enjoying when the days are good. If anything, it just helps even me out so that I'm not like ticked off when the days are bad. It's not worth getting mad over, but it's fun to be a little excited about it. It's all in fun. We understand that this team isn't going to turn this thing around and make the playoffs. That's okay at this point. I mean, we're already upset at what they built. We already know what this roster is. It's not like I'm going to expect some magical turnaround and all of a sudden believe, even if they do turn this thing around and they do somehow finish over 500, it's probably going to be through some kind of miracle. I don't see it being because they built the team to do that. They didn't. But they also didn't build a team to dig the hole that they dug in the first 38 games. It should have been better. And so we've been upset. And a lot of people have been upset. And that's, it makes sense. But you're starting to see, at this point, you're starting to see a little more of a healthy lineup. You're getting some hot streaks from unlikely guys like Canario. If you get to see, I mean, IKF, you can throw in there. He's been better than we all thought he would be at the plate. But if you could see Henry Davis get hot, Key Brian Hayes get some important hits, even if he's not hitting all the time. If I've said this a lot, if Key Brian's going to continue to get singles and then just get hits when it matters, guy on third, less than two outs, just drive him in. Like, that's all I can ask for from him. And with the defense, I think I'd be happy with that if he can be impactful in moments that we need him. I think that would be a good result for someone like Key Brian Hayes. If O'Neill Cruz can continue this, Reynolds can break out, Kutch can have some key at-bats, you could see a run of a good team. And then eventually, and really, Adam Frazier had the day off today, but he's been hitting really well lately. If he can just continue that long enough to give Nick Gonzalez a good run and an opportunity to come into this lineup, maybe right when Frazier starts to struggle, then listen, like, you have a team that's worthy of watching. They can have exciting games. They can play games like this where they can put up 10 all of a sudden. They're not going to do this every night. They don't have enough power. They're not that deep. They're not going to get consistent. The bottom of this order, starting with Davis, two hits. Hayes had a hit with an RBI, and Davis had an RBI. Connor Falefa, three hits and two RBIs, and Triolo had two hits as well. You're talking about, of the 10 runs scored, you had seven of them scored by those bottom four guys in the lineup. That's not going to happen every night, but that's what it looks like to score 10 runs in a game. That's what it looks like to come back and win a game that you were down 6-0 sometimes. You need to get those types of performances. Obviously, O'Neill Cruz had three RBIs in this game. You see what I'm saying? Like, you're still going to get your guys coming through and doing this. So that's going to continue to happen, you would hope. But every once in a while, you're going to get production from the bottom as well. And a game's going to look like this. And for it to happen in a day where you wanted to wrap up another series win, look what they've done. And this is what I keep saying, right? That they've built a 500 team. This is, I'll finish on this here. They've built a 500 team. That's it. That's all the better they've built. That's what we're upset about. We could be upset about the offseason not building anything better than basically a 500 team. It should have been better than this. You come out of a rebuild, you don't just build a 500 team. You should have added the pieces, specifically left field, but added the pieces to make this a better team. And they failed to do that. But even with that said, they failed again once they started playing games. And they weren't able to actually play to the potential. You're starting to see the team right now play to the potential. You get swept by the Phillies. Well, the Phillies are the best team in baseball at that point. They were on a 9-game winning streak. They were clicking on all cylinders. When you run into a team like that, it's going to be tough. Then you bring the Reds to Pittsburgh, who are around 500, and you win a series. And then a 4-game series against the Brewers, who are around 500, and you split a series. 4-game series, split it, that's fine. And then you go to Arizona on the road, a team who's right around 500, now 27 and 29 because you just took two straight from them, and you take a series of a team who's around 500. So, what do you start getting when you get to those teams? You get better games. I'm looking to look this up right now because San Diego is just lost to the Marlins. But I thought that, okay, so they won the other two. In 11 innings, they won 4-3. But this San Diego team is 31 and 23 at this point, just lost to the Marlins, giving up 10 runs. Now, it matters what the pitching matchups are, and we'll talk about that on tomorrow's show, the pitching matchups for the weekend. We're not going to get into that right now, but you're going to San Diego, which so far this season has been an electric place. But they started off really hot, and they're still there. They're a really good team. Miami, maybe a little closer to, well, definitely closer to the Pirates. They win one of the three with a couple close games in there. Maybe San Diego's down a little bit right now. Maybe the Pirates can go in there and take a series on the road, which would be incredible. But I think you take one from a team that's that good, and you come home, and you've got Houston coming in later. Houston, who's, I think, 500, so a little bit better. Depends on who you're going to run into pitching. And then you've got the Phillies again, and you're back to another tough team. So when you look at what the Pirates are capable of doing, when they go up against teams like maybe even the Astros, I'm not sure where they're at right now. I haven't really paid much attention. But you could see some more interesting games. Going into a weekend, I talked about Arizona yesterday. They're a good team. They're just not quite playing that way yet this year. And you're able to take a series from them. I don't know. I think I'm starting to repeat myself. I should wrap this thing up. But the point is this team's not hard to watch right now. You just have to know what you're getting into going into it. Tough series coming up this weekend on the road in San Diego. But then again, you've got the pitching that really can keep you in any game. All you have to do is hit a little bit. We'll see if they do that. Happy Thursday, friends. It's almost Friday. You know we like Friday. Let's get out of here. Thanks again for listening every day. Appreciate you guys. Make sure you click like, subscribe. I'll let Keely tell you all the things. Have a good day. Let's go, Bucks.
Thanks for listening to the Bridge to Bucktober podcast. Subscribing to your platform of choice is the best way to be notified for new episodes. And now, new episodes every weekday. Remember, live shows with my dad and Uncle Jake are Sundays at 9 p.m. Subscribe to the YouTube channel and join them in the live chat every Sunday. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Bridge2Bucktober. Clear the deck. Cannonball coming. And let's go, Bucks.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same Game Parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.